This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Of course, to the wonderful Joy 94.9. Our next guest is part of Takeover. We've been interviewing all the different performers in the last couple of weeks. We've still got another week to go with them, which is part of Melbourne Fringe, and will be performed at Arts Centre Melbourne, hopefully later on this year, November. Let's talk to our latest artist, Raina Peterson. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, your piece is going to be called Karma Dance, is that right?
That's our company's name.
Company's name, right. We'll get to what you're going to be doing because you're in the development stages, as all the artists are at this stage. Raina, let's do a background on you. Tell us, how did it all begin and where did it all start for you?
With this particular piece or with my...
No, you as in life, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, that's a long story. Well, I started performing when I was five. My Fijian community in Gippsland wanted the kids to have a very tangible connection with our Indian culture. So, we started... some aunties would like teach us dances and we'd perform for Diwali and stuff. And that was like a really, I don't know, looking back, it was like quite a formative and, you know, quite amazing accomplishment, this tiny little community spread throughout Gippsland. And I really loved to dance. So I kept on with that. And at some point we ran out of aunties who were willing to take on that mantle. So while we were still living in Gippsland, my parents sought out classical Indian dance, which was only available in the city. So we used to like drive every week from Warragul to Carlton to learn Mohiniyattam from Tara Rajkumar. And so, yeah, I'm trained in Mohiniyattam, which is quite a obscure form of classical Indian dance, which originates from Kerala. Yeah. And when I was at in my early 20s, me and a couple of my friends started like a queer feminist cabaret troupe, an anti-racist cabaret troupe called the Ladies of Colour Agency. And so we did like sort of cabaret act. Yeah, and then I started... So I've performed around the queer scene. I performed at festivals and stuff. And I met my dance partner, Govind Pillai, when he came, like he was new in town. He's from Sydney. And he was doing a classical Indian dance show with his sister. And I was like, I had something else on that night. So I was like, do I check this out or what? Who is this guy? And he had a trailer for his show, which is quite fancy. And so I watched the trailer and then like I was like, yeah, this looks great. And then on YouTube's recommended videos, I had, you might like to watch this. And it was an interview that he did with his sister on New Zealand television. And so I was watching that and 2 minutes into the interview, I was like, oh, my God, he's gay. And I start screaming and got very excited. And my girlfriend comes running down the stairs and is like, what's going on? I'm like, he's gay, because it's really exciting, like finding another queer classical Indian dancer. And so we went there, and then after the show, I was like, hi, Govind, that was a wonderful show. My name is Raina Peterson. I learned Mohiniyattam from Tara Rajkumar. We should work together. And he was like, what, who are you? Whatever. And then I was like, may I introduce my girlfriend, Leanne? And I kind of just, discreetly came out to him, and he was like, oh, well, that's my partner over there. And so, so I was right. Like we should work together. And we have been working with each other for like, I don't even know how long, like maybe 8 years now. And we started off by performing at little festivals here and there and just sort of seeing whether people are actually interested in watching, classical Indian dance and experimental Indian dance. And we found people were. And so we did our first show in 2015 at Footscray Community Arts Centre. It's called yeah, it was called In Plain Sanskrit, and that kind of really we didn't think anyone would come to it because we're like, who is going to see an experimental Indian dance show? Nobody. But like, it sold out and did really well, and ever since that doing that show, it kind of launched the rest of our career. And so this work that we're doing for Arts House is actually for Arts Centre is actually our fifth full-length work together. Because after In Plain Sanskrit, we had been to Bollywood for Midsummer, which is a queer dance show.
Yeah.
And then the next year, in 2019, we did Third Nature at Arts House. It was a headline act for Midsummer. And then later that year, we did Kala, which was a classical Indian dance show at Footscray Community Arts Centre. So, yes, this is our fifth one. And I'm working on a sixth as well, which is my first solo full-length work as part of Arts House.
Right. And now this one piece is called We've Been Here Before. Now you're, you do a sample of it because you're in the development stages at this stage for Takeover. How far have you got with it?
Yeah, well, we did our showing, when was it? This pandemic, I've just lost all sense of time. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I think it was like 2 weeks ago. And
It was August 8th you did it.
Yep. That's the one. Thank you. Yeah, and it was... I'm really grateful for the opportunity to do the showing, actually, because we got to test. It was our first time doing online, an online performance presentation. And so we got to test the technology and see how things translate onto the screen, which was really interesting because, you know, we're live performers and in our particular arts practice, I guess having emotional intimacy with the audience is an important part of our work. And so we were kind of curious to see how we can forge emotional intimacy with audiences while mediated by a screen. So, we've got some like really good feedback, and I think we're really proud of what we've done. We just showed like several snippets, which we're hoping to kind of flesh out further into the final outcome. So,
right.
Yeah. And we've got like amazing music by Mohini Sharma. Like the soundtrack for this dance show is going to be so amazing. Like, I'm really excited about that. Cool. Yeah.
And what's the feedback been like from the bit that you showed online? Yeah.
Well, it was really, I think what was most gratifying to us was hearing how moved people were.
Oh,
which is really cool because we weren't sure about the emotional, I guess like a big part of our arts practice is, you know, feeling things and making other people feel things, sort of taking people on a bit of emotional journey through our work. And in a Govin joke the other day, like we will have an intention to make a show about something, but it ends up being a show about feelings. So we'll, given that the importance of feelings for our work, we weren't sure how that would translate. But the feedback that we got was like people were very moved and they felt a lot of things and they cried. And so I think having that kind of feedback about how we're kind of still able to affect people emotionally was really, really very gratifying and makes me feel actually quite hopeful about presenting work online because it's something that I've been a bit nervous about.
Yeah, and it's the way things are going right this very moment. And I think we'll hold on to a lot of it as time goes on as well.
Mm.
Now, if people missed out on seeing it on the 8th, the Arts Centre, along with Melbourne Fringe, are packaging, three or four of the performances that you've achieved so far, and they'll be up online within the next week or so. And then hopefully it will all be performed in November when the Melbourne Fringe will be off and running, hopefully. Have you worked out, Raina, where you want to perform it at the Arts Centre yet?
No, we haven't actually thought that far ahead because it's so hard to make plans in this situation. Like whether,
Because we're speaking to Dan Clark, who's artistic producer of this, and he was saying that they thought it was all going to be in one theatre space and all that, but a lot of people are saying, oh, no, we want to do it under that staircase. you know, like, we want it to be, you know, like that small, and people would all huddle around. And so they've actually now opening up. Maybe I'm telling you something you didn't know, that you can, you know, like you'll be able to perform or in foyers or wherever. So, yeah, but there is the theatre you can do it in as well. But I thought you might have already thought about that, but that's a thought down the track.
Yeah, thank you. I will think about that.
All right. Okay, so how can people find out more about you, Karma Dance? Are you on Instagram or Facebook or...?
Yeah, we're on Instagram and Facebook. I actually can't remember the addressy things off the top of my head. I'm not very active on social media myself, but we've also got a website, which is www.karmadance.org. And I think Karma Dance Inc. is how you can find us on social media.
Yeah. I'm sure. And your website would probably have the link at the bottom of it as well. Raina Peterson, thank you so much for chatting with us today, and all the best and good luck for November. Hopefully you will have a real audience.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.